may I speak with Narada?
Yes, hello Dmitry.
Narada, as we spoke, I would like to conduct a short interview on behalf of the radio listeners in Bulgaria, you don't mind?
Okay, you got me.
Is it a good time right now?
Very good, go ahead.
Thank you much. Narada, you just released the Thunder 2013. It has some remarkable instrumental ballads like 40 Days. You have also tunes like Shake the House, and it seems for me you are definitely on your way to shake some venues across the states. Please tell me, what was your driving force behind it?
The driving force behind Thunder, our new album, is the spirit of music, the spirit of rock and roll, the
yes.
spirit of soul, and the spirit of playing live for people.
Yes.
Just playing with Jeff Beck, and I love playing with Jeff. We toured about 2.5 years all over the world. So after my touring and during my touring, I started making Thunder with the same kind of energy I was giving out in the live shows with Jeff.
That's great, using the energy of the tour with Jeff to create the new album. Narada, let me turn a little bit the history behind, because I know what you're doing for many years. In the 1990, when I first time heard Mariah Carey's Vision of Love, I saw your name in the production credits and instantly knew that this is a guy who knows obviously how to touch a song and turn it into a hit song. Tell me something about your vision while you are working on a song.
My vision is this. You must always listen to the music and let the music dictate to you what it needs, like a painting. Sometimes a painting needs some pink or red or orange, or sometimes a painting needs blue or purple. So you have to always go with each song, because the song is the star. So then you listen to the song, then you make sure it's the chorus song, because the chorus is like the strong baby with the strong legs who stand up and walk and a good heartbeat. So I always try to imagine it all right, or find the strong chorus, the part of the song the whole world will know and sing in the stadium. And then I dress up whatever it needs for the time being, because music changes arrangement style from year to year. So I always try to stay in touch with the current sound of music.
Yes, you draw the energy of your arrangement, you draw this energy from the energy of the music, and that pretty much gives us the idea that you obviously always have the right choice. Let me ask you about this. You had album of the year for the movie soundtrack Bodyguard in 1993. Can you just tell us a couple of words, if you can with a couple of words, something for your relationship and work ethics with Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston, I call her Nippy, N-I-P-P-Y.
Yes.
It was my close name for her. And I want to say working with her was like working with electricity. She was very electric. When I was very young, I heard a 78 by Little Richard called Good Golly Miss Molly.
Yes.
And the sound of the 78 was a snap and a crackle. And the sound of his voice made me feel electricity. Whitney Houston also has this electricity. In her voice and being around her, you feel a snap, crackle, pop of enthusiasm and brilliance and the mind current alive and the heart strong. So when I talk about her, this is what I always feel. That she made me
even
more confident. I'm already a confident person, but she made me even more confident.
Unfortunately, all of us feel the sorrow about the loss of her, and hopefully she's in a better place. Let me ask you something more current. You won Grammy for Producer of the Year, 88. Was it first surprising for you? And what leverage did it give you in the musical business, winning this award?
Okay. Number one, was I surprised? I must say no, I was not surprised, because that year I had many number one records, from Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, that knocked our number one. My other number one was George Michael, Aretha Franklin, I Knew You Were For Me, and then also that year was big with Whitney, I Wanna Dance When He Loves Me, So Emotional, One More Than Time, and also the song about the hearts.
I see.
Where did broken hearts go? So this was a very big year for me. me.
Yes.
I worked out the plan to win it. Because actually, I was in the 10th category with Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. So I'm very happy to win it. And did it help my career? Absolutely. Because now Michael Jackson looks at me different. Quincy always loved me. But the rest of the world then begins to look at you with more respect, which was very, very beautiful in this world of ours.
I see, and thank you very much for your thoughtfulness. That pretty much answers the next question also, probably. Billboard magazine also named you one of the top 10 producers with the most number one hits. Is this a challenge for you for any future production? Because probably you want to stay at that position.
Well, quite frankly, you know, I accept Billboard's with humility, because I love music, so I'm here to make the music. So I made the music then, I'll make the music now. So there's no fear, only love.
I understand, and thank you very much. Let me ask you this question. Family and music business are obviously two different animals. And as I read in the media, this year you wed your long-time love, Kathleen. You're expecting a child. What's your formula for success to combining both the family and the music, probably?
I think the most important thing is to think about God, to pray and meditate to God. Because I think the more we can take God in our lives, which I mean to say, we let go and let God, this lets our spirit do the work for us. As opposed to we always think we know the right answer, and then we don't know the right answer. So I want to stay humble in my life, work hard, and then play hard. Because this is the balance of life, like Buddha. Everything is balanced. Work hard, play hard.
Work out.
Work hard, play hard in my family life and in my business life.
That is right. Finding the balance between both. From your new album, what songs would you like to be played to the radio listeners? Can you quote a couple of names?
Yes, it comes to my mind the importance of the story of the song called Miracle at Fatima.
Yes.
Where Mother Mary sits with the three children in Fatima. This song came to me very powerfully. So this is one of my favorites.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Narada.
Also, I love Father 40 Days because this is the story of my interpretation of what Jesus went through in the desert for 40 days, preparing himself to inspire the world with his miracles and then eventually his death and then rebirth.
Well, we can feel the power of what you felt and how you did interpret it in the music. Obviously, we feel the power, Narada.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Narada. Many people like Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Whitney, Stevie Wonder, Jeff Beck, to name a few of the people that you work with, but most wouldn't know much about the producer behind the scene. Hope after this interview, the radio listeners will find more about you, and I really appreciate your time, and I wish you to never lose your magic with any music you touch, Narada.
You are the best, and I love that you were so patient with me and determined to make the interview happen. So I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of all your listeners. And you tell your people, your listeners, I can't wait to come and meet them and play the music with them and let the music make us have a big dance party and soul party and shake each other's hands and then have a glass of wine.
I sure will translate this to the radio listeners, and I really, really appreciate your sparing this time for me at the midst of everything that's happening right now to you. Thank you one more time, Narada. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I love you to meet you. Thank you.
Love you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.